There has been another spill at Japan's Fukushima nuclear plant, with highly contaminated water having leaked from a storage tank. Alistair Wanklin reports.
A spokesman for the plant operator said about 300 tons of water, or 80,000 gallons, spilled from a storage tank, most of it draining into the ground. The water is highly radioactive coolant from one of the melted down reactors, poured in there to keep the core from heating up, and then stored in a giant drum until it could be filtered and made safe. It's being called a Level 1 incident. That is the second lowest level, but the most serious alert declared here since the meltdowns 2.5 years ago. The Fukushima plant remains fragile. Workers are erecting shelters to cover the shattered reactor buildings, but radiation hotspots mean work is slow, and managers need to keep recruiting new labourers to replace those who've reached their maximum annual exposure. The operator, Tokyo Electric Power Company, said it didn't know why the latest leak occurred. It said it would check how watertight the dozens of other storage tanks are. But the alert comes only days after the company acknowledged that radioactive groundwater is probably leaking into the Pacific Ocean in large quantities every day. On Tuesday, South Korea said it had asked Japan to state publicly what it is doing to curb leaks and to prevent pollution of fishing grounds. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.